like the old days of Spokesman's Club. This is a number 11 impromptu. No, it, not really. A number of years ago, I was on the road traveling somewhere in the state, and if I'm not on the telephone, usually I'm listening to the radio, and this day I happened to be listening to WJR in Detroit, and it must have been between 9 and noon because Frank Beckman was on the radio, and having been the voice of Michigan football, now has a radio show where he interviews a number of people, and he has call-ins and that kind of thing. And this particular day, he was interviewing a young woman who was 19 years old, and she had spent either all or part of her freshman year at U of M, and then had decided that because of her religious background and a specific prompting, that it probably wasn't as much of a good idea for her to be a freshman at U of M as it was to feed orphans in Africa. And so she made the decision to feed orphans in Africa. And she started a ministry, and she raised money, and she went with one of her friends to Africa and did just that. At 19, she started feeding orphans. And it was in a part of Africa where the population had either experienced some kind of violence or some kind of disease that left a huge number of orphans with simply no one to take care of them. And so she decided that she was going to feed orphans, and that's what she did. And so Frank asked her, well, you know, in the course of feeding orphans, did she have any memorable experiences? And so she related this experience of one day when they were feeding this group of orphans. They had finally reached the end of the line of all of the kids that they were feeding, and they looked in the pot, and essentially what they fed them was rice. That's a staple, and they just had a great big pot of rice, and that's what they would feed the kids. And they looked in the pot, and there was about a bowl of rice left. That was it. And at the time that they looked in the pot to see that was all the rice, someone brought another group of orphans, 40 or 50 kids, to get them fed, and they were hungry. And she said, her friend looked at her and said, what are we going to do? And she said, well, we're going to say a prayer, and we're just going to keep dipping rice. And that's what they did. And after they had fed all of those kids, they looked in the pot, and when there was still only one bowl of rice left,